Hello, Teletuners. This is Teletoons with Meg and Chloe on the WRUX B-Side Internet Radio. Meg is running a little behind. She will probably be running into this building as I am speaking. So for now, you're stuck with me. Today's episode is our Bob's Burger episode. It's a super fun show. Megan has seen way more of it than me. So when she gets here, she'll tell you about it. But I've been watching it over the weekend, trying to catch up. So this first song is for, I'm hoping I'm saying their last name right, Belcher, Linda Belcher. So this first song is for Linda Belcher. That was Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper. And guess who's here now? Megan!
What is up, Teletuners?
She's here to bring the energy.
I'm here to bring that energy.
So, Megan, tell us about Bob's Burgers. Because so, you have seen a lot more than me.
So, Bob's Burgers is just like a sitcom. It's an animated sitcom about a family who owns a burger joint called Bob's Burgers. And it is the Belcher family. We've got Bob, Linda, Tina, Jean, and Louise, and their friendly neighbor Teddy, who always shows up,
Teddy.
And their rivals across the street, Jimmy and Jimmy Jr.
Yes.
And their twin boys, who I don't remember what their names are.
Do you know what
Andy and
about?
Ollie.
Andy and Ollie.
Yes.
And yeah, it is just. Actually, who wrote the show? You had it on Google.
Oh.
I'm curious because.
Oh, I think I just like. I'm closing.
Oh, completely exit out.
I'm closing all of my tabs right now, and Megan's watching me because I have like a million bajillion windows open.
Hey, that's real. Okay, if you don't have a million bajillion windows open, then what are you doing? Are you even in college?
No. Okay, Bob's Burgers, written by. Program creator is Lauren Bouchard.
Okay, love.
Network Adult Swim Fox.
We've got. Okay, there's a team of writers, but
they are
awesome. This is one of my favorite, like, I think the comedy in this is so good.
It's so good. It's so funny.
It's probably, like, I don't know. This is my humor. Like, me and my siblings, we love Bob's Burgers. That is, like, our sense of humor. So, I just love that one. And so, Chloe just played her song for Linda, and this next song we're playing is also my song for Linda. Linda is probably... Spoiler alert, she's probably, like, one of my favorite characters.
Spoiler!
Sorry, but she's so awesome. She just sings all the time, and she's just such a mom. And have you ever watched The Goldbergs?
I have watched The Goldbergs.
You know the mom in that? She's like, oh, my schmoopy! Like,
my schmoopy!
That's Linda. And like, she loves her kids.
Are they from New Jersey? Is it New Jersey or is it, like, Long Island? Because they have, like, a little bit of a, like...
They've got a bit of an ocean view.
Yeah. So, they have a bit of an accent.
Oh, yeah. I think only Tina really has an accent. Well, not Tina, Linda.
Linda, yeah. She's, like... It's, like, are they Italian? It's, like, she has an Italian, like,
you
Long
say
Island
it, the
accent.
Italian. That is so silly. That's, like, that's new. But, sorry. Yeah, so they do have, like... they have to be, like, some sort of... Like, Italian descent.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But she has... Linda, she's like, ow, gotta get the kids, gotta get something. Like, she definitely has an accent.
She's so funny. I love her so much.
I love her so much. So this next song is by Shania Twain, which I think Linda would be a huge fan of. This is Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. No inhibitions. Make no conditions. Get a little out of line. I ain't gonna act politically correct. Feel like a woman. Hey! The girls need a break. Tonight we're gonna take the chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance. We only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our head down. The best thing about a beat. Feel like a woman. Hey, hey. feel like a woman.
That was Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Like a Woman.
By Shania Twain.
My freaking girl.
She's got the little twang.
That got little twain. Got a little twain in her. But yeah, so that was my song for Linda, just because she's such a, she's a jammer. And Chloe just told me a story about her friend Lauren, who sang that for karaoke. And I'm like, that would be Linda's song for karaoke.
It would.
Or she would sing like Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh my god, she
and like
would.
Do the whole thing. And she do, would like, do the high parts and the low parts.
She would do. I love her. I'm so obsessed with her.
That
oh
would
my
be
gosh.
Her.
Okay, so I feel like we're already getting there. So
we're getting there.
Like to characters.
Yeah. Do you wanna?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before we, because we're just gonna keep spoiling it.
Yeah. So also, I'm curious. I want you to go first.
Oh me.
Who do you like best, and who do you think you are?
I think like if when I'm older, I'm going to be Linda. Like, I think, like, she's me, and, like, I'm just going to become more like her every single day. And I, but my favorite character is Louise. Like, she's so funny.
She's so awesome.
First, hey, Mom. What are you doing with my stuff?
I was just.
That's my stuff. What are you doing in my room?
That is, like, that humor is so, that's it. Like, that is mine.
Oh, my God.
I love. But I have been told, I've always thought I was Jean, and I was talking about this recently, I think, with my roommate Dante, and we were talking about just Bob's Burgers, because he's also watched Bob's Burgers, and we were saying, like, who we think we are, and I was like, oh, I think I'm Jean. Just because
I see it.
In
I
my lineup
it.
With my family, I am Jean, like, I'm, like, the second oldest, but Dante was like, no, you're Linda Fosho, and I was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense, because I sing all the time. And
that's so real.
That's just like something that everybody knows about me, is that I just like I'm always singing. So it's like that makes sense that I'm Linda. But my favorite character, the thing is, it's so hard to pick a favorite character because I circulate. Because for a second there, I was really riding like a Louise high, where I was like watching like videos of her, like Louise out of context.
Oh my god,
it was she's so funny. But I also love Tina. Like Tina's so funny.
I'm obsessed with Tina, and
she's
I think
hysterical.
If I wasn't Linda, I would say I'm Tina. Because
hey, that's real.
She's. I think I actually have like 3 Tina songs picked.
Oh, I love that. I have 2.
We'll see which ones actually end up getting played. But
you know, there are times where I hit Bob. You know, where I'm like, I'm a Bob kind of gal right now. Like, I just love Bob. Like,
oh my god!
Have you seen the episode where Tina has a crush on her like taekwondo or like dance karate teacher?
No, that's so funny.
So there's an episode where Tina does this like she watches this guy do like dance karate and she's in love with him, and then this guy like he knows that he's like old, like cusping like 30, and he realizes that a big like factor in his business is that people think he's attractive, so he like. Kind of not like preys on, like it's not creepy, but he's he plays into the fact that like these like 13 year olds are like buying his class because he's attractive. So
I feel like that's though when you say it, like,
I know
when
it
you
sounds
just...
like watch the episode. It's really not that like it's not predatory.
It sounds so
it's
bad.
Not. No, trust. It's not predatory. It's just like him trying to make business and
so exploiting them.
No. You gotta watch the episode. Just watch the episode. Trust. But when Tina realizes that that's what he's all about, and that they're not like that, he's not like in love with her or whatever. Bob goes and like dance karate fights him, and every single day at 2:30 he has a bathroom break, and it's an important bathroom break.
That's so
for
real.
This man, and because you know when you hit a certain age, and so he. He goes during the time of his bathroom break, and he ends up, you know, soiling himself.
Oh my god!
But for his daughter, so that's
beautiful.
What's beautiful. So speaking of Bob, this next song I have picked is for Bob. He just gives me like he would listen to like dad rock songs.
That's so
and
real.
I've played this song on one of our episodes before. I don't remember which one, but this is for Bob. It's I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness.
Oh, think our love just slips into the rhythm of my heart. There's a chance we can make it now. When we look until the sun goes down, I believe I think I'm
That was I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness, and I thought it was epic.
We all thought it was epic.
It was so epic. I also put a kind of dad rock song, but I think my dad rock song is a little less epic. It's like, I don't even know
anything
if it's that.
Anything by Weezer is a little epic.
Is it? I don't know. I feel like it's less like dad rock and more just like dad, like.
Dad chill.
Dad, like, chill. So, yeah. I just feel like he's a little Weezer-coated. So.
Yeah, he needs a little bit of that in his life.
Because I feel like that's the music he listens to when he's, like, nostalgic of the 80s. And this is the music that he listens to when he's flipping burgers. I can, like, imagine
him
just
that.
Being like, ugh, yes. Yeah. Sunday morning. Okay, this is Buddy Holly by Weezer. What's with this heart? That was Buddy Holly by Weezer. It was fire.
That was fire. That was very. That was very Bob. Like I can see Bob growing up to that. Like yeah. Him being like, "This is my song.
This is my song."
Yeah, love. Yeah. So this next song I picked for Tina, my girl Tina. She. So I'll talk about a little bit about Tina. So she, throughout the show, is like, I mean, she is a budding 13-year-old. So
yes.
She is becoming a woman, and she like not actually, but she believes, like, she truly is like, I am a woman now, like, I have needs,
and that's really real.
Yes, it's very real. But she's like, she's so funny.
Her erotic friend fiction,
yes, her erotic fan fiction is mainly about like zombies. I was gonna do something by like Zombie Rob, Zombie Rob, Rob Zombie, that's what
Zombie
it is.
Rob.
I was gonna do something by Rob Zombie because I, you know, love, but I was also gonna do something by Ghost, but I'm like, no, I just think that, like, but something that she really loves is people's butts. Like, she absolutely loves booties. And Jimmy Jr. across the street, she has an on again, off again little crush on.
Yeah.
And there's one line that just makes me laugh, and I think about it all the time, and sometimes I'll just giggle to myself. They're in class, and she looks at him, and she goes, your ass is grass, and I'm gonna mow it. And he's like, what do you mean? And he's like freaking out, but she has a really monotone voice. So, like, anytime she says something, like, it doesn't actually have that much weight to it, which is just so funny. This next song I picked for her, my girl, this is by Jack Harlow. It's I Wanna See Some Ass. I wanna see some ass. Just send me another one, baby. I wanna see some ass. I wanna see some ass. Baby, can you do it like that? From the front to the back. She said, I don't wanna move too fast. Till she hit that gas. So rock and a puff puff pass. Now the whole squad getting fucked up ass. She said, Jay, where you been at? On the road, but I just got back. And I'm still fly than a bitch. And your boyfriend, well, he just not that. And I don't know how to behave. I'ma tell her be safe. I don't need a pussy, I'ma tell her be safe. I got God with me and he's telling me things. I wanna see some ass. I wanna see some ass. Baby, can you do it like that? From the front to the back. She said, I don't wanna move too fast. Till she hit that gas. So rock and a puff puff pass. Now the whole squad getting fucked up ass. I'm just trying to see some. I ain't gotta say it cause they know where we from. I got some money out the ATM, but I'm gonna keep some. Strip club, pre-cum. All for the liquor, fell in love with a stripper. Now I'm asking her where she from. As if we gonna be some. I wanna be some. Take my number down, you can hit me if you need some. Says she got three sons. Do you want four? Cause I need one. Do you got horse? Cause I be one. Going all night like the reruns. I wanna see some ass. I wanna see some ass. Baby, can you do it like that? From the front to the back. She said, I don't wanna move too fast. Till she hit that gas. So rock and a puff puff pass. Now the whole squad getting fucked up ass. That was I Want to See Some Ass by my boy, Jay Harlow.
And I forgot that he existed. I feel like he had some type, and I feel like he kind of died.
That was my song. Yeah. In, like, circa 2021, that was my actual song.
And that's so real.
And I have it on all of my playlists. So when I was trying to add it to this one, I had to, like, really scroll down all my playlists because it's on every single one. And anytime that one comes on, I'm like, okay, I have to listen to it for the nostalgia.
That's so good.
Yeah,
you get that's it. So real.
But and yeah, that's for Tina.
My nostalgia's a little peep, but that's not very Bob's Burgers, so.
And this next song is a Chloe pick?
Yes, this song is also for Tina. This song, trust, I will be playing this artist again. I think I've put her song on these playlists before, but we've never, like, had the opportunity to play them. So, this song is just kind of, like, awkward teenage girl and just kind of like wanting to be the star of the show. But this is Bowling Alley by Audrey Hulbert.
I finished work and then I drove home pissed. Oh God, what's worse than when your shit's all twisted? Everything's off. So I hit the joint and now I'm feeling better and I strip down south cause I'm the naked neighbor. It's a choice or am I cursed? It's a toss up. Sometimes I get on my knees. Pray to God the birds and the bees. I do it in a crisis. It's a crisis nightly now. And through my nightgown there's a breeze. And out the window through the trees. I see it and it's striking. It's a bowling alley party I forgot about. But I got my creams on and my gown on. And I don't think anyone cares if I go or not.
God, I'm so happy to be rushing off. So I walk in hard, oh great, nobody noticed till I hit that strike, and everybody noticed me, everybody loves a winner. Who's gonna tell them I'm a lucky beginner? Sometimes I get on my knees, pray to God, the birds and the bees. I do it in a crisis, it's a crisis nightly now. From the front door comes a breeze, and out the window through the trees, I see it and it's frightening. It's a candle in my room, forgot to blow it out. But I got my jeans on and my crown on, and the whole place totally cares if I go or not. So wrong to think everyone loves me, and they need to be around me all the time. But I'll be honest, yeah, the nightgown kinda sounds nice. I take the trophy and an Irish goodbye. About me all the time. But I'll be honest, yeah, the bowling alley kinda felt nice. I turn the light on and I stare at the prize.
That was Bowling Alley by Audrey Hulbert.
Also, and sorry that we were talking. Oh my gosh.
We were like, why is it quiet?
Could they, like, well, I don't know. Someone has to let me know, like, if you can hear the song while we were talking, which is hysterical. They're like, wait, is it playing? Wait a second. Is it playing? Is that the same girl who does Sumi I Wanna Be?
Sumi I Wanna Be.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I love her.
What's
wait,
this
we could do this one.
What is that?
This is mine.
For who?
This is, like, I'll explain.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so this song is picked because this is from one of my favorite bands, and I listened to the song, and, like, it's the intro, like, samples the show, and I, like, didn't know that it was from Bob's Burgers for the longest time.
Oh my God.
And, like, till, like, recently, and then this morning, I watched the episode where it's from, and it was, like, a full circle moment.
Love.
But this is, so, I don't know, I'm gonna try to listen to the song and think if it applies to a character, but, like, I just picked it because it samples.
That's enough, yeah.
So this is Edward 40 Hands by Mom Jeans.
Sorry, it's just people are complaining.
Too bad!
You know, they want to know if you guys can maybe try tuning up again or
no.
Play on the beat and just do it right.
No! Let's stop fooling around and turn this band into a lean, mean Mom Jeans revenge machine!
On you like the smell of secret. I lie to? Guess I'm just like.
That was Edward 40 Hands by Mom Jeans.
That is so fun. I love that.
I'm so glad you liked it. Oh my gosh. So yeah, I was telling Megan that is my like very nostalgic like high school album. Kind of like Jack Harlow is her nostalgic high school song.
Yes. Honestly, Jack Harlow himself was not it, but just that song.
That's real. That's so real.
I don't listen to Jack Harlow, to be honest.
Megan loves Jack Harlow. Megan wants to go to a Jack Harlow concert.
Propaganda.
She's obsessed with Jack Harlow.
She's spreading propaganda. I think I actually would go to a Jack Harlow. Now this is just a side conversation, but I would go to a Jack Harlow concert. But I don't like "Glamorous," the one song. What's it called? First Class. I don't like that song. First Class.
I don't even think like I know like.
Yeah. I don't like that song, but everyone loves that one. I'm like, no, next. It's on the same album, but whatever. This next song I have for my girl Louise. I keep coming back to Louise. I love her so much. She's hysterical. She's the youngest of the three kids, and she's just very violent. Like
I love
it's like her. She's very mature and talks about a lot of things. And I'm like, how do you even know like what you're talking about? Like she would love to commit crimes. She likes arson. She loves weapons. I feel like saying all this on like a college radio is like wrong.
No, it's fine.
Arson,
it's fine.
Weapons.
Drugs, arson,
yeah, she
weapons,
loves like swearing.
Murder.
One of my favorite scenes is when she's, what is it? You smell like, she's like, you smell like old people. And this other guy's like, no, you smell like old people. It's the funniest thing. And
she's a little menace.
There's another scene that I love where her mom was like, oh, Tina, get off of your ASS. And then Louise goes, Mom. Ass. And like it's just the funniest thing ever. But so this song is for Louise. It's by Queen and it is Killer Queen.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At a time, an invitation you can't take. Killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to gauge her mind. Then again, incidentally, with that way clean. Love you came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Thank you.
had. Jesus living as playful as a pussycat. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of dance. You absolutely try. And
that was Killer Queen
at
by
the same time.
Queen.
That was so good.
Yes, I love that. And his next song is also your Louise song.
Yes, I was going to pick it for Tina, but I low-key think it's her. This is just kind of like, she's a bad girl. She's like, she's in charge.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, yeah, we're just going to play it.
Yes. Okay,
this is Rebel Girl by Bikini Kill. That was Rebel Girl by Bikini Kill. Just picture Louise, like, walking through her house, walking through Bob's Burgers. And, like,
with, like, a knife.
Causing menace.
Like, that's her, like, getting ready to, like, cut somebody.
Yeah.
With her little bunny hat. The next one I think I'll play is my Jean song. Because the second one. Yep.
Okay.
We played songs for everybody, so it's only right to give my boy Gene some,
right.
Some time.
Give my boy Gene some.
Give him some time. So this is by Skilo. It's called I Wish.
Hey, this is radio station WSKEE. We're taking calls on the wish line, making your wacky wishes come true.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 party.
I wish I was like 6'9" so I could get with Leo. She, cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat. Her boyfriend's tall and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases, never pooped at all. So I just lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch their man ball. Dag y'all, I never understood black, while the jocks get the fly girls, and me, I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, kabobble. Got hit with a bottle, and sit in a hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, quick, got sick, sick to my stomach. Overcome it by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked her out, she said I wasn't that type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6 foot parlor. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6 foot baller. I wish I had a brand new car. So far, I got this hatchback, and everywhere I go, yo, I get laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an A-track and a spare tire in the back seat, but that's flat. And you wanna know what's really whack? See, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood rat, you can hold tight, but really though, Figaro, when in my car, I can't even get a hello. Well, so many people wanna cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know, I take the 110 until the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies look alive. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in a concrete jungle, and these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. Make me say, my, my, my. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6 foot baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6 foot baller. I was a little bit taller.
I was a little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller.
I wish
I was a little bit taller.
I was a little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller.
I wish
I was a little bit taller, y'all.
I
wish I was a baller.
I wish
I was a little bit taller.
I
wish I was a baller. Hey, I wish I had my way, cause every day would be a Friday, and you can even speed on the highway. I would play ghetto games, name my kids ghetto names. Little Mookie, Big Al, Lorraine. Yo, you know that's on the real. So if you down on your luck, then you should know just how I feel. Cause if you don't want me around, see, I go simple, I go easy, I go Greyhound. Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Ah, yes, ain't that fresh? Everybody wants to get down like that. Wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6 foot baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6 foot baller.
I wish by Kilo. Sorry, I figure I do the ones I
right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but sorry, I feel like that's happened a few times.
I'm just getting excited.
That's fair. That's good. We're excited about Bob's Burgers. But so this next and last song. Oh wait, first we have a website.
Oh yes. Okay. So if you have not taken a gander on our official Teletoons website, then what are you doing?
What are you talking about?
If you ever miss one of our episodes, we try to upload as many as they can. My dad, my lovely dad, just spent a lot of time updating them.
Thank you, Mr. Cronkite.
It's meganclo.com/teletoons. Again, that's meganclo.com/teletoons. You can also find it on our Instagram. And it's not Megan. It's Meg and Clo. Okay?
Okay. Got that? You got that? But
so yeah, if you ever miss our show, most of them are on there.
Yeah, it's there. They're there. So this next and last song of our Bob's Burgers episode on Teletoons with Meg and Chloe on WIX B-Side Internet Radio.
Oh, that was so good. Beautiful. Mouthful.
This is a song I had initially picked it for Bob, but honestly, it just kind of plays along with the whole the whole vibe is like the situational comedy, you know?
Yeah.
So this is Hard Times by Paramore.
rock bottom.
That was Hard Times by Paramore, and this has been... Wow, we still have a little bit of time.
Well, we can let them get in early.
Yeah, I guess so, we can.
Unless they're just... I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair. But, well, this has been Teletoons with Megan Cole on B-Side... on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio, our Bob's Burgers episode.
Yes, tune in next week. We don't know what we're doing, but...
Well, check our Instagram.
Oh, check our Instagram.
Stay updated.
I'm going to actually... Okay, wait. Everyone, I'm so sorry for posting. I just have to publicly say I'm sorry for posting so late.
Oh, I was like, sorry for posting.
I always post like Sunday night at like midnight.
But that's
like,
okay.
Like, it's like wake up. Everybody wake up and watch. So, but next week, 10 a.m. Monday. Don't miss it. Goodbye.